loving God, God of love and grace and mercy. We come to you, God, with our hearts open, asking for your help and your guidance, asking for your wisdom, for your teaching, to help us walk this path of love. Amen. So, in Scripture, as we heard this morning, Jesus tells us to love our enemies. And then we hear the words of Dr. King exploring this idea of loving our enemies. So when Jesus says to love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you, what do we say to Jesus? What do we say? Wow, that sounds really hard. Good for you, Jesus. You're Jesus. I'm not Jesus, so why don't you love my enemies and I'm off the hook? Is it only me? Am I the one who said that to Jesus? All right. So as Dr. King pointed out, many over the centuries have argued that looking at this passage, that Jesus is an impractical idealist. But that's not right. He is not an impractical idealist because he is practical, because this is possible. And we are called to look at those things that feel impossible and make the impossible possible. Jesus says we can do it. And you know, I mean, I'm a pastor, I've been studying Jesus a long time. What I figured out is that Jesus, smart guy, super intuitive, knew what he was talking about. So if Jesus tells us that we can do it, then we can do it. And there's nothing like showing up on a Sunday morning. Maybe you already knew that we were going to be talking about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today. Maybe you already even knew that the sermon topic was going to be on loving your enemies. And let me tell you, these protesters that we hired to stand outside to get us attention, they're spot on. Just kidding. So let's step into those impractical idealist shoes and recognize that really we are all, like Jesus, not impractical idealists, but practical realists. Because it is practical and possible, and this is more than just about hope. This is about something concrete, a reality that we live. And part of the reality that we live is that sometimes people show up outside and they've got a bullhorn and it's annoying. But more than that, it, for many of us, opens up deep wounds. I will say that one person standing outside yelling, like, it's inconsequential to our lives, but what happens is that it roots into our deep fears, the things that maybe many of us for sure have been told are some of the words that they shout when they're outside. And then Dr. King and Jesus and so many others are telling us to love our enemies, and I look out my office window and I'm like, that kind of looks like an enemy. Dr. King said, the words of this text glitter in our eyes with new urgency. What I take from this is that we should throw glitter in their eyes. We absolutely, what truly he means by that is that reflection that we see is that there is an urgency to understand these words. And it is just as true today as it was when he said them. There's an urgency to understand these words. And does that mean that we go out there and we give the guy a big old hug? Absolutely not. Because we can love our enemies and still protect our hearts, still protect the safety of our bodies, still protect our church building and the people within it. Often when we are called to love our enemies, we are called to love them from a great distance. And I'm not talking about one dude outside. I'm talking about the larger issue at hand, which is that so many of us have been deeply hurt by this thing called church. So many of us have experienced Jesus as hostile, not because Jesus would be hostile to us, but because the people who claim to speak for Jesus speak a language of hate instead of a language of love. If it is a language of hate, it is not of God. It's of someone else. So this thing that feels so impossible of loving our enemies feels even harder when we have trouble even loving ourselves. Right? When we've been told again and again that we are not good enough, that we are not worthy to come to the communion table, when we are told that we shouldn't walk into a church, and when we do walk into a church, we're not walking in the right way, we're not doing the right thing, we're not with the right people, that over time wears away at us. It is a sign of a broken world, not of us being broken individuals. So how do we, imperfect people, because we are not perfect, live in an imperfect world and still follow this command to be perfect as our Creator is perfect? Does that mean that we never mess up, never say the wrong thing, never have anger? No, of course not. It means that we try our best and that we approach every situation with love. Love that is deep and meaningful. Love that can transform the world. Not some, like, idealist notion that, smile and say I love you and everything will be fine. No. The love that Dr. King talked about and that all of us get to learn from is deeper than that. It is that phrase that you often hear, speaking truth to power. Speaking the truth in the face of those who seek to harm us. When we hear those words that we heard today outside and we've heard before, I'm not here because I hate you, I'm out here because I love you. That, my friends, is a terrible lie. That is possibly more harmful than anything else that the people, and again, and not just this one person, but the people who tell us we're not good enough, when they say, I tell you this not because I hate you, but because I love you, I would rather them tell the truth and say, I hate you for being different. Because at least they're honest. At least I know what I have to love back. Right? Because if I'm taught that loving someone means attacking them, then what do I know of love? True love leads to freedom. True love means that I value myself, and I turn to my neighbor and I say, I value you, and you turn to your neighbor and you say, I value you, and we value each other enough to trust God's love in our lives. To trust that we come from God, that we are beautiful and whole and wonderful, and that God calls us to do amazing things in this world. And we know we're on the right path, but that path is rooted in love. I am sorry that so many of us, to come through this door for the first time, had to experience great pain. But I am grateful for the deep well of compassion that this church has. Our scars are our roadmaps, right? We carry these wounds in here with us because they make us stronger. They help us know about God's love. And what better way to honor Dr. King than to take our wounds and shape them into a message of love? I know that I don't have all the answers and none of us do. I know that in a predominantly white church, it can be very hard to do justice on this particular Sunday. Ever James. It can be hard to do justice to a message every single Sunday of the year. But we are trying and we are learning and we keep our hearts open to transformation and change. Because when we truly love each other, friends, enemies, everyone, we are open to be transformed for justice. We are open to the idea of taking up our cross and following Christ. That doesn't mean that we are just called randomly to suffer, but that the journey to Christ is difficult. It's meant to be. Not for the value of suffering, but because Jesus says challenging things about how we are to love and treat one another. So Jesus tells us to love our enemies, to pray for those who persecute us. Scripture tells us a lot about love. Often it is not safe for us to reach out to those in our lives who have harmed us, but we can love them. And this is not coming from well, I've never experienced anything rough, so it's easy for me to say we can love them. Trust me, I'm not there. I'm saying let's walk together. There are people in my life, I'm not even ready yet to pray for help to love them. Anyone else have that experience? But we know that we gotta love them. And it is hard work, but we are made for hard work. We can do hard things. And together, all these broken pieces that we have in us, we can find healing. Because when we love the people who are hard to love, we are honoring God. And we are healing our own hearts. Let's pray. God of love and mercy, we thank you. We thank you for the challenge of love. We thank you that it is not an easy road. We thank you for the ways that you bless us. We thank you, God, for the ongoing message of Dr. King. May we continue, not just on this day, but on all days, to be inspired by his brilliance and his passion. Amen.